It's time for new Australian jams. I am Gemma Bastiani, and I'm very sorry that this is a week late. If you can't tell by my voice, I have been sick, so had to postpone a lot of things. So I apologize for that, but we're back and very excited to be back. Today I have fellow Play On Radio presenter with me, Paul Waxman. Hey man, how you doing?
Yes, hello.
Thank you for coming on.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm sorry for rescheduling.
Oh, that's okay. I'm trying really hard not to use my like full on radio voice right now.
Oh, I love radio voices,
trying
though.
Trying so hard not to go full honey voice, radio voice. I'll try hard.
So, can you tell people who don't know who you are, who you are and what you do?
Oh, it's a bit hard to sum up, isn't it? Because you were saying before, it's just like, oh, talk about all these, like, all the things. And I was thinking, oh, okay, I'll try to be specific. I do lots of radio stuff.
Yep.
Which is probably the best way to describe it in the shortest way possible. I'm a volunteer at Sin Media, which
we
is
love
the
Sin.
Best student youth broadcaster. Everyone who's a volunteer there is between the ages of 12 and 26.
Yeah.
So we're all young people that are often not on the radio all the time. And it's an amazing community. As you said, you love Sin.
I love Sin.
Because lots of people that are from Sin are just the most beautiful, gorgeous people.
Well, they're just really enthusiastic about doing things and helping musicians and learning and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's so awesome. We don't really get opportunities anywhere else to even be on air in the first place. So the fact that we get to be on air and then can be leaders as well if we want to. I'm not doing that this year, but I've been a leader there for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of work, so it's nice to let loose, do other radio things, which I do at Triple R as well.
Yep.
I'm a podcast editor at Triple R. Soon retiring from the role, but I edit the podcast Radio Therapy there.
Cool.
Which is a live show that goes to air, and then I edit down the podcast version. So if you want to listen to that, Radio Therapy, it's great. And I'm also on-air volunteer with you on Play On Radio.
Yes, much appreciated as well. So your show is The Modern Age.
It is,
so you take us through a different year each episode?
Yeah. No, I wanted to do that because I really love throwback bangers. It's really just a throwback banger show. So each year I pick a year. I pick the modern age because it's really hard to just pick a year.
Yeah.
Because there's been nearly 2019 of them. There's a lot.
It's true.
And there's lots of years in music to just pick.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make my, you know, time period as short as possible. So I just said the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And that's 20 weeks of radio that you could make.
And I mean, you're leaving us soon as well.
That's true. Yeah. I'm going away soon. I'm going overseas. Maybe when, you know, not when this is out, but if you're listening when it's out,
start of June.
I'm going to be in Europe, which is so exciting.
Yeah. But I'm sad to be losing you.
Yeah.
But you love music. I love music. We're here to talk about Australian music on Australian Jams.
Yeah.
Play On Radio's absolute flagship show. could I sound more wanky right now? But you've chosen three really exciting songs.
I have,
yeah. Let's talk about the first one of them.
I forgot to mention another thing that's kind of important.
Tell me.
I'm a super user on Unearthed.
That's
as well.
Right, you are.
So I've picked three songs from Unearthed.
Perfect.
To prove that I do have the role. It's true. I am. I've reviewed the three songs. These are from artists I really love and enjoying at the moment. A lot of them are kind of, almost all of them are debut singles or have been the follow-ups to debut singles.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to talk about them. I think the first one I wanted to talk about was a song by Creature Feer.
Awesome.
Which is called Baby Love Me. So Creature Feer are pretty cool. They're a five-piece from Melbourne. I think at time of recording as well, they have a gig really soon this weekend, which is pretty cool. But this song is like a departure for them, I think, from... They've put one single out before, which is called Please Me. And this one is kind of like, a hoedown banger. It's got a really nice country vibe to it. I was talking to Cam from the band, actually, from Creature Feer, the other day. And I asked him, is this song really inspired by Jake Bugg?
Yeah.
He said it is.
That's a good
I'm
point,
I'm glad
actually.
You noticed. Which is nice, because I was really happy I noticed as well, because I heard straight away, I was kind of like, oh, this reminds me of... Jake Bugg from like 2013 or 2011. It's Yeehaw. It's got lots of country to it.
It does have a lot of country to it.
It's great. It's really fun.
Yeah.
I think the lyrics too, it illustrates this really weird image of kind of like a cowboy or like a female cowboy.
Cowgirl?
That's the word. Yeah, cowgirl. Who just kind of like walks into country towns and like seduces people. It's really interesting.
It's amazing.
I love the imagery the song has.
Yeah.
Hopefully you hear that when we play it.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you don't, then I'm sorry. But
people will picture that now. It's a good image to have, though.
It is. No, it's awesome.
The single art is very cool as well.
That's true. Especially on the second single to have such vivid imagery coming out, I think is awesome.
That's a good point. I think it's really different to a lot of stuff that's being released at the moment. I think maybe Rach Brennan and the Pines are probably closest in terms of genre to this. But other than that, I can't really think of too many others.
I think there's a great country revival going on right now.
Yeah.
Casey Musgraves is obviously leading that charge. But if you know, local bands are picking up on that kind of, country's cool again.
Yeah.
kind of vibe.
I mean, Chicha's first song was kind of close to it, a bit more rock kind of version of it. But it's interesting. But yeah, Rach Brennan and the Pines is a very clear recent example of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is sick, though. Thank you for sharing it.
Oh, but anytime.
Shall we listen?
I think so.
So it's called Baby Love Me. It's by Creature Fear, and this is the song.
Long hair, funky robe, face like open up, don't you scream her name, she'll grant you wishes. She goes, watch her go down through time like no one's business. If my baby loved me, my boogie loved me, my baby loved me now. Oh my, how she loved me, my boogie loved me, my baby loved me now. I don't sleep no more. Cool down. She's at my door, I feel I'm gonna need a doctor. Blue sky all the way, how feels when it starts to rain. She's got you from your knees down to your shoulders.
That one was Baby Love Me by Creature Fear. My first song for today is one that kind of came out of nowhere. I didn't see anything about it until I was looking for music to add to the station and to put on here. But it's Dumb by Alpine. They kind of disappeared for a little bit.
Yeah, I thought that. I mean, the last single I really, or that the album I obviously last remember is Yuck.
Yeah,
that they put out. One thing I do love about this song actually is that it's called Dumb, And one of the last kind of big singles they put out was called Fool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm noticing a theme. I think the next one's going to be called Idiot or something like that. I really enjoy that kind of consistency. Or it's kind of like I felt like they're returning to form in some sense with the title.
Yeah, and the peach artwork is really nice as well.
Really minimalistic.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's still got that Alpine groove that we know that is a theme throughout everything they've released, but it probably has a lot more electronic elements than we're used to, maybe?
I think so. I think especially A is for Alpine.
Yeah.
The debut album is very guitar-y. That's the best.
It's adjective. Guitar pop, yeah. Guitar pop.
And to kind of move and shift into that electronic sound for album three, I think it's kind of inevitable, but it sounds, it works really well.
Yeah, I do remember, Alpine put a smile on my face every time I hear about them, listen to them, anything, because that's the kind of music they create. But also I remember it was probably 2015 or so, I was doing interviews backstage at Mountain Sounds, and my interview with them was honestly the highlight of my day amongst some not so nice interviews that happened that day. Mm-hmm. They brightened everything up. They're just such great kind of people to be around and positive spirits and stuff. Aww. So I wish only the best for Alpine, and it's really exciting. But I really like this song. Like, it comes just down to that. Fucking love this song. It's great.
Is there an album?
I have no idea. This song I didn't even know was out until I was searching for music, which I found strange.
I saw it on social media or something the night it was being premiered, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I'm bad at social media nowadays. Now that I'm old, I'm bad at the social media.
It's the only way I find out about songs sometimes.
Yeah. Twitter's all I use.
Yeah, on Twitter. Yeah. Sometimes I'll be on Twitter and then someone will have retweeted something that's like, Childish Gambino has a new song out. And I'd be like, when did that happen? No one told me.
I guess, how else do you find out about music nowadays?
Obviously radio. Being a radio person, I should say radio, shouldn't I? It's really social media, actually.
And I guess quite streaming services.
Yeah, streaming services is a big one, especially when a big album comes out and they just throw it at you.
Yeah.
I was really excited for Billie Eilish's new album.
Yeah.
But I know lots of people that weren't even fans, didn't even listen to the first release she had, just got like advertisements for it straight away.
Yeah, true. It was everywhere.
Sometimes you also get that pop up if you're on Spotify mobile, and it just says, listen to this new album. And then
true.
It says dismiss or listen.
Yeah, that's
true. At least
they
give you the chance. That's very nice of them. Yeah, there's lots of different ways. The new music playlist is great as well.
Yeah. Here we go. Challenge to all Australian fans, Australian Jams listeners. Tweet at Australian Jams. How do you find new music? Obviously, our show is one of the ways. But...
I've listened to previous episodes. I've found lots of awesome stuff through that.
See, I've heard that from a few people. That makes me happy. Hopefully some artists are getting a bit more. But tweet at us, how do you find new music? And in the meantime... Well, we are now going to play this. This is not live, so it can't be in the meantime. But this is called Dumb by Alpine, and that's what I am right now.
You said you would move me. You said you would move me. But I see now. We give up sometimes.
Instruments aside, did you know that Yamaha has a home entertainment selection so you can bring that trademark sound quality home? Choose from a range of Bluetooth speakers, soundbars, and even full home theatre fit-outs that both music and movie fans will enjoy. Visit them on Instagram or Facebook at Yamaha AVAU. That one was called Dumb. It was by Alpine. I apologise for my rant towards the end of that. Unintentional. But
yeah, it's normal. I'm used to the ranting.
It is normal for me, isn't it? It's embarrassing. Paul, what is your next song choice?
I've picked a song from a person, I believe they're named after a suburb of,
yes,
of Melbourne.
Yep, between Ivanhoe and Heidelberg.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been. Don't think I've ever been here before.
Well, it's a very small suburb.
Oh, okay. You don't very find small. Yourself in there, really.
I mean, you pass through on the train,
yeah, right,
if you live, okay, where I used to live.
Okay. Next time I'm there, I'm sure I'll pass through Eaglemont.
Yes, Eaglemont. There we go. Eaglemont. We said it.
Yeah, a really awesome project that's kind of a solo act from Bridget Jessup,
yep,
who is a fantastic songwriter. Only has two songs out under Eaglemont.
Mm.
I'm sure there's lots of awesome stuff cooking away, as it usually is with local acts. It's just kind of like ducks under the surface. The feet are going real hard, but up the top there's just two singles.
That's a very good analogy.
I think under the water there's a lot of stuff going on, hopefully. So the song I want to talk about is Hound, which,
yep,
is her new single. She does have another one that's been out since last year, which is Mediocre at Best.
Yep.
I don't think it's a very nice title to give your song because it's very great. I do really enjoy that song, and I love Eaglemont a lot. I've seen lots of nice praise, and
yeah, it's deserved.
Well deserved. It's I'm not really sure the best way to describe Eaglemont because I think the Creature Fear song we played before is very obviously country,
yeah,
rock, garage rock kind of stuff. Eaglemont, I'm not really sure, fits into a very specific genre title.
Probably fits more into the Angie McMahon's of the world kind of vibe.
But even though I can't even hold Angie McMahon down to a kind of single word.
No, but that's the thing, yeah.
Which is what I love.
It's like a folk rock kind of thing.
Yeah, folky. It's
very also focused on the lyrics of the song.
It's very emo as well, I find.
Yeah, that's true.
Songs like this. I looked at Eaglemont's influences and they come from lots of sort of emo based but also a lot of the mellow alternative rock bands like The National and,
yeah,
Lucy
I'd
Dacus,
probably so. Put it like Alexander Biggs, Mickey, mm-hmm, Cooper, people like that who all have, well, most have their own bands now but started out very much a solo, like, mm-hmm, Rat Hammock started out as a solo project and it was kind of down these lines,
mm-hmm,
all those kind of artists. It's, yeah, interesting. It's a very cool indication of where it's headed.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And I know this song was recorded. This isn't a kind of solo act song.
Yeah.
It was recorded with a band, I think, and with, yep, other instrumentalists. And it's just so, like, layered and intense. It gets quite emotionally intense towards the,
yeah,
end. It's just so lovely.
Her voice, I'm a big fan of voices and, mm-hmm, lyrics. That's a huge thing for me. And I love her voice, but in a very different way to when I talk about people like Eilish Gilligan or Odette or people like that. It's very different because it's like got this really nice raspiness to it. It's not a really polished voice, mm-hmm, that's been classically trained or anything like that. It's very its own thing and, mm-hmm, I think it's really beautiful and it fits everything really perfectly. And then
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and then I just think the song is next level. The hooks in it, the lyrics in it, just everything about it fits together like a perfect puzzle. But it's not polished and perfect. It's that little bit off all the time, which,
yeah,
makes it more interesting.
That's never a bad thing, I don't think, especially with local music. I feel like there's lots of local musicians who, when they're in the production stage, are like, you know, I have to find this production person who can make my song sound like the best of, like, pop music. And it's like a lot of the people actually want to hear it a bit more rough around the edges and a bit,
yeah,
more angular.
And that's why people love going to live music.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And that's why also, like, live acts are just so much cooler because,
yeah,
it's just a little bit more of like improv to it. It's a bit more sporadic or
yeah, and it's just off the cuff. You never know what's going to happen. And,
exactly.
Yeah,
it actually happens at the start of this song, which I love a lot. I mentioned it in a review I did. It starts off with like a mistake.
Yeah.
In the take. And then the song restarts. I love that. I love that when that happens in songs.
Yeah.
Where they leave in some kind of studio weird thing that happens.
Well, that's interesting because I remember interviewing Boy and Bear when Limit of Love came out.
Boy and Bear. Oh.
Yeah.
I miss them so much.
Yeah.
Where are you? Come back.
Well, they're writing.
Are they?
Yeah. okay. But I remember interviewing when, yeah, Limit of Love, that record came out, the most recent one. And we were talking about the song, I think it's called Foxing or whatever that.
Foxhole.
Foxhole, that's it.
Foxing's a band.
That yes, that's it. Gets played on Plan Radio a lot because Jess Hope loves them.
Oh, cool.
But I was talking to Dave about the vocal take of that one because typically Boy and Bear songs have that. It's the perfect vocal take every time and it's very focused on the harmonies and all that sort of stuff. But this one was much more just Dave singing on his own and it wasn't perfect. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about it and he said that he did that one and he wasn't comfortable with it. And then he asked to do a few more, but the producer they were working with, whose name I can't remember, so forgive me for that. But he said, no, the first one was the best one because it portrayed so much more, even though it wasn't completely perfect.
Cool.
And that sort of stuff is what makes you unique over everyone else anyway.
Yeah, the kind of more human take will be better than the one where you get every note perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Local bands. Yeah, I'll enjoy it more if the kind of like first take you leave in.
Yeah.
It's much funner that way.
Even when it comes to not music, for example, when we hosted the Australian Jams live event and I made lots of stupid mistakes when I was talking on stage, people seemed to love it because they laughed at me.
I honestly really thought this was going to go to football in some way. That one time my team did this thing.
Well, I was going to bring up a Carlton game, but then I thought against it because I know you're suffering right now.
I'm in lots of pain.
Just yeah, Buddy's back heel in round 23 in 2017 to win the Coleman. Anyway, this one is called Hound. It's by Eaglemont and we'll talk about music when we come back.
Yes.
mistakes. Oh, we've all got our problems. Oh, got our problems. So try not to be a dick.
That one was Hound by Eaglemont. I am very conveniently wearing the merch of this next band that we're going to talk about. Unintentionally, we were just talking about how I haven't done any housework or laundry, therefore didn't have a choice in what I was wearing today. I've chosen Pinky Finger by Kilns. We all know I adore Kilns. I adore the members of this band. I adore Mickey's songwriting. They're just... everything about this band is wonderful, and it's really exciting to see this one being picked up so excitedly by a lot of people. I think they're a sleeping giant. I think that what they're offering is going to explode really soon, a bit like how Alexander Biggs kind of had that really big growth year and people like that. I think they're going to have that this year. I know they've got an album sitting waiting to be mastered.
It's dormant.
Don't know if I meant to say that, but I...
It's out.
Have said that now. But the lyricism is really effective, and it's a continuation almost of his solo record, but with a fuller sound, with some more elements, because there are the four of them now. It's not just his project. And it took them a bit of time to follow up Go Slowly, which was the debut single, but it was definitely worth the wait, because this is definitely a step up, and it kind of gives you a look inside the mind of someone that battles with controlling mental illness, or not even mental illness, just controlling thoughts of themselves. And it's very fascinating to listen, but it's also just such a beautiful song.
Oh, totally.
I think it played in the office about 6 or 7 times today, unintentionally, but it was in every single playlist that got put on today. So I'm happy with that. I just think the balance of the four of them together, James, Dave, Mickey and Sam, who is the one that I don't know as well, the balance of them with one another, it creates just such a beautiful sound, and I'm really excited about it, if you can't tell.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to see this one live at some point.
Yes.
Because I haven't yet.
They keep playing the same night as the Swans are on, and I keep having to tell them, I'm not coming when the Swans are on.
I'm sorry, it's the Swans over you.
It's true, though.
They're the loveliest people as well. Yeah. I was lucky enough to interview Mickey for my show, The Modern Age, and he was a lovely, lovely fellow.
He is very nice. He brought donuts when he came on Australian Jams.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Should we listen to it, though?
I think so.
Okay. This one's called Pinky Finger by Kilns, and we're just going to be happy while we listen.
Skin on my knuckles, cut and cracked on my puzzle. Figured out this trouble. Wide awake and dreamless slumber. When I just remember to remember to leave the microwave stuck. It feels soft enough to stay.
That one was Pinky Finger by Kilns, and I honestly thought Paul had forgotten his last song just then because he had a bemused look on his face.
No, 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 no.
But he was just preparing.
I cannot forget this song already. That's a good transition, isn't it? Radio. Segways. We're going to be talking about a debut song now, which is really exciting. Debuted actually only a couple of weeks ago now, which is really exciting. Fresh off the press. It's a debut single from Tamara and the Dreams.
Yes.
Lo-fi.
Yes.
So Tamara and the Dreams is a project from Tamara Reichman. It's not kind of like, you know, those bands where it's like Blah and Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. It's not like it's Frankie Valli's project with other people there. But Tamara's kind of like the lead songwriter.
Yeah.
And there's a backing band to make it all nice and fresh. The song Lo-Fi, I love because it's actually lo-fi.
Yes, that's true.
And it doesn't, you know, just have a fake name. You know, it's not lo-fi and then has the most pristine, perfect production. It is actually like was recorded in a bedroom and has that lo-fi sound to it. It was produced by Callum of Candy.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. I'm a really big fan of Candy as well. So it's good that these forces are joining together to make the most lo-fi jangly stuff they can, which is really awesome. It's catchy as all hell as well. It's quite intimidating how catchy this song is. It'll be stuck in your head after we play
it. It's in my head
right now. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, just thinking about it, it's in my head.
Get it out.
this style of music is not my favorite, I'll be honest, but the chorus, once you get into the chorus, you're like, you can't not love it.
No, it's awesome. It's perfect.
But I remember because they supported Rat Hammock late last year because she came on and sang the song that she did with – oh, no, Approachable Members, not Rat Hammock. Members.
Yeah.
They were both at the Workers' Club. That's why I got confused. because she played the song live that she did with them, but – I remember seeing them play and remembering this song. And it was definitely the highlight of their set as well. Mm. And I forgot about that until the chorus came on. And at the start of the song, I was like, this is all right. And then got to the chorus and I was just like, I remember this. I fully remember this.
Yeah.
And it's great. So it's funny how just a tiny little part of the music can just trigger a memory.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially since it's so earwormy.
Yes, it is.
It will find itself in your brain.
Yeah.
And then maybe you don't listen to it for another year for some reason.
But then,
which you shouldn't do. You should listen to it all the time. But then a year later, you'll just be in like another country and it'll play on a playlist and you'll be like, what? I remember this. I remember it. It just really gets in your head. I think that's a sign of really good songwriting.
Yeah, that's true.
A song that can just so easily be in your brain.
And right. Can be simple but effective.
Exactly, as well. It's so lo-fi and yet sounds so kind of like lush and well thought out and great.
Yeah. Should we listen?
I think so.
Should you introduce it?
Yeah, let's get down to some lo-fi by Tamara and the Dreams.
Too many daisy chains in my brain. I'm getting lost so far away in space. I survived the winter, now it's pretty sunny. The way the seasons always change, my mood is always funny. My emotions tend to get displaced. Three types of sugar in my coffee. Feeling
To my last song, which is good because my dinner has just started to be prepared and will be delivered very soon.
I didn't even realize that.
I did not do groceries. As I said, I mean, I haven't done anything this week. So my last song is a little bit more serious than a few of the others we've talked about. I've chosen Paul Callan, Dan Sultan with Every Day My Mother's Voice. If you have a few minutes, please go and find the video to this and watch the video. The video includes a lot of extra stuff as well. So this is a song focused on Adam Goods and his relationship with his mother. And this is around the release or premiere at the Sydney Film International Film Festival of a documentary called The Final Quarter or The Last Quarter. It's out about Adam Goods and all the awful, awful treatment he received late in his career. And obviously, as a football fan, as a Swans fan, that was pretty significant in my memory as well.
Me too. I think I made it clear at the start, I'm not the most like involved footy fan, but
yeah,
all the stuff I saw, it was on the news all the time as well.
Yeah.
And
I mean, being at a lot of the games that a lot of these incidents happened at. Can I just clarify now? He did nothing wrong at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
not. People
are horrible. And it's really disappointing that his career had to end that way, because I have no doubt that he could have been the Indigenous Games record holder for a very long time. He is, but Sean Burgoyne will break that soon. But he ended up retiring on my birthday as well.
That's really sad.
Yeah, but love Adam Goods. He's a wonderful person that's done a lot of wonderful, wonderful things. And I think the video for this, while partially focused on the different things that happened, it also focuses very heavily on his connection with his Indigenous heritage and with his mother, who had everyone knows how important his mother is to him and was throughout his career. There's a lot of really beautiful photos and video of them together and stuff like that. So it's really beautiful. Please watch the video. But this is a kind of a typical Paul Kelly song. The lyrics kind of cut straight through, get straight to the point, but in a really poetic way. Dan Sultan and Paul Kelly are a really great team, and we've seen them work together quite a lot in recent years, and they're the perfect team to work on this song together. the video is them, partially them, in a footy locker room playing as well. It's just such a beautifully put together package by really experienced musicians that just know how to do the job right. And then, yeah, you could read the lyrics as a poem, and even then it would be a lot.
And I'm sure it's going to give the film a lot more meaning as well.
Yeah.
However, it's integrated. I'm not sure how it's going to actually feature in the film.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's something in the film.
But I'm sure it's going to add a lot more kind of meaning to the whole story.
Yeah.
Make it a bit more impactful and more understanding in a kind of 3-minute short way.
Yeah.
I guess.
So as much as the song is emotionally very charged, as a song itself as well, it's just a really beautiful song. And it's everything you would expect from a Paul Kelly, Dan Sultan collaboration.
A perfect collaboration as well.
Like about a really important topic. Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to finish this with this one because I didn't want to be all sad for the rest of it, because every time I think about how Adam Goods was treated, I get pretty sad because he deserved a lot better. I've actually got some posters featuring him up in room right now as well.
There's a lot.
So support Adam Goods, support Paul Kelly and Dan Sultan, and listen to this song and go and watch the video. And we're going to come back very shortly with an outro, I guess is the word.
That's probably the usual.
I trailed off a little bit there. But this is called Every Day My Mother's Voice. It's by Paul Kelly and Dan Sultan, and Adam Goods is great.
Every day the sun comes up like the day before. Every day I fill my cup, stand up straight, walk through the door. Every day my mother's voice talks to me. Every day I make my choice, what to do, how to be. Every day I build my life on her sacrifice. And every day I face my strife, but I know stars come up like the night before. And every night I drain my cup, lay me down and close the door. Thank you.
That one was Everyday My Mother's Voice by Paul Kelly and Dan Sultan. Oh, we've gotten through our six songs.
So it wasn't even, went like...
It went very quick.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
Gosh.
You're going to go and get fish and chips now, but after that, what have you got coming up after this,
there's not actually much going on in Paul world.
Well, you're leaving.
I'm leaving the country. I'm going to be gone from June to September, which is a really long time. It's my first kind of solo, technically not trip, overseas. I'm going to also be doing some study while I'm there as well.
Cool.
It's going to be really exciting. In the meantime, I'm going to be winding down all my creative projects, which is something I've never said before. Everything's kind of coming to a close. I'm going to do the last few episodes of my show on Play On Radio, and I'm going to edit my last few episodes of radiotherapy at Triple R as well. I'm also, it's another podcast thing as well. But I've written a script for a radio play as well.
Awesome.
Which I'm kind of hoping is going to be made. But it's a podcast if you're interested in radio play script writing. It's called Script Roulette. And
cool.
It's really good fun. You get to submit a script and it gets put into a roulette wheel. It gets spun. And then if your script wins, they make it for you.
That's awesome.
Basically with actors, and they do all the editing and effects for you and everything. It's really cool.
That's
awesome. So I put something forward for that. Fingers crossed that that happens. And then I'll just be globetrotten for the rest of kind of the middle of the year.
That's awesome.
Which is really exciting.
You miss all the footy though, but you're a Carlton supporter, so.
Yeah, I'm not missing anything.
Not heaps to miss.
The premiership isn't happening, so it's nothing to look forward to in September.
Well, I have Carlton supporting friends that think the premiership is happening next year, which.
did you see the Facebook event that started going around?
Yes.
That was like.
Do you want to know who made that?
Did you make that?
Not me, but someone I know, yes. So that's a thing.
I laughed so hard when I saw that. So
yep.
I thought, oh, you're all dreaming, thinking about this.
Yeah.
It's not happening, guys.
Nope. what am I doing? I am watching a lot of football.
I was gonna ask, what are you up to?
Watching heaps of footy, working. There's something else. Oh, yeah, I'm in the process of planning a really fun event. So keep your ears to the ground for that. That will take up a bit of my time as well. Other than that, I don't know. Maybe I'll actually do my laundry this week.
Yep, groceries.
Groceries, good idea.
Yep.
You know, general life things. but thank you so much for coming along and rescheduling with me. But you're headed off to a gig now. I'm going to talk about football a bit more into a microphone. But
what a surprise. Yeah.
Surprise. This has been Australian Jams. That's Paul Waxman.
That's me.
I've been Gemma Bassiani. Make sure you tune in another 2 weeks. But Play On Radio every Monday from 3 p.m. Australian Jams is on.